Ramayan Part 2, Chapter 3, Bharata's Return. Scene 2, Vasishtha Makes a Decision. The following day, the king's Brahmana counselors assembled together, looking toward Vasishtha, who was temporarily carrying out the duties of the king. The wise sages made different speeches, pointing to the need for a prince to be quickly coronated. The sages described how, without a ruler, the kingdom would soon meet with ruin. In that land, without a king, even rain would not fall in proper time, and crops would fail. Sons would disobey their fathers, and wives would disobey their husbands. There could be no personal property without a protector, and men could not sleep in peace. Everything would become chaotic, and anarchy would soon prevail. Like fish, men would devour one another. Atheism would become prominent, and godless and misbehaved men would become leaders. One of the chief Brahmanas concluded, "Even as the eyes protect the body, so too the king is ever vigilant to protect the people. The king is truthfulness and virtue incarnate. The king is mother and father, the best benefactor of all men. All the principal gods reside in the body of the king. Therefore he is called Naradeva. Indeed, he is the powerful representative of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Therefore, O Vasishtha, have Bharat and Shatrughna brought home. Quickly crown a qualified man as king before this ancient and prosperous kingdom is thrown into utter confusion and darkness." When the Brahmin sages had finished speaking, they sat awaiting Vasishtha's opinion. Vasishtha looked around the assembly and replied, "We should immediately send swift messengers to the Kekai capital, Girivraja. Since the emperor has bestowed this kingdom upon his son Bharata, he must be brought here as quickly as possible and installed as king. No other course of action can be considered." Vasishtha wanted Bharat to be brought home before the news of his father's death and Ram's exile could reach him. Bharata should be informed of the heartbreaking news, but only while surrounded by his intimate family. Vasishtha said to the messengers, "Tell the prince that all is well, but that he is required for some urgent business. Take with you excellent gifts for the Kekai king and leave at once." The messengers mounted upon the best of the king's horses, which were capable of covering hundreds of miles a day, and they sped westward towards Girivraja. They took the shortest possible route, at times leaving the road and traversing open countryside and woods. They crossed the Malini River, which flowed between the Aparatala and Pralamba mountain ranges, and also the Ganges, where it flowed through Hastinapur. Moving quickly through the Panchal and Kurujangala provinces, the messengers reached the Saradanda River by the end of the second day. After crossing that river, they entered the city of Kulinga. Hardly they paused for a moment. Galloping together, they passed through the cities and soon crossed the Ikshumati River. Then they crossed the Bayas and Salmali rivers, finally arriving at the Kekai district at the end of the third day. With their horses all but exhausted, they entered the city of Girivraja and went straight toward the king's palace just as dawn approached. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshaman. Hey Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sri Ram, Jai Ram.